We are glad to say we have our correspondent from Maine State Prison on here, Dean Brown. Dean, how's it going?
Good. Last week they called me in to see a captain about my letter to Governor Baldacci.
Is that right? So what happened?
Well, they're looking into my claims, and I guess the commissioner received a letter from the governor, and the governor handed it down to the warden, and the warden handed it down to his captain to look into it. And,
which captain?
Captain George, David George. He's a disciplinary captain.
Okay.
And he's looking it over, and he talked to me, what, a week ago, Thursday, and said he'll get back to me. And I haven't heard from him since, so I put off the filing of criminal charges because I figured, you know, they make it some effort. You know, I don't want to
Okay. Right, and the question is, how long is Captain George going to take to get back to you on this?
Yep.
Do you think he's been investigating the issues you raised?
Yeah, I think he is. He's always been straight with me, so I got a little bit of faith. Another captain spoke with me briefly, told me, listen, this is going to work out, just give it some time, and, you know, don't push it too far. So I kind of got a little encouragement out of that. And a giggle. I don't know. Don't push it too far. It could, you know, be taken many different ways. But I know that there are some issues that need to be resolved. I know the commissioner is getting hit from a bunch of different directions on a bunch of different issues. But they're legitimate issues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at Joe Steinberger's letter to the editor and to the governor on the Michael James thing. I mean, you know, he shouldn't have to go to court and get a contempt of court hearing. I mean, the last order you get from the Superior Court would supersede the others, but, you know, these people are going to pick and choose which one they're going to do. They hate to let anybody go. They hate to see anybody go. You know, all those experts testified at the man's trial and said he needed to be treated, and the judge did the fair and honest and compassionate thing by ordering the treatment for the poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Department of Corrections says, we're not sending him till his time is done.
Huh, I mean, even George Bush is going to have to do something about the prisoners he's keeping now in Guantanamo.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of nervous about some of those folks. I mean, we all have the rights, but those who aren't Americans, I don't think mm-hmm. should get the same rights that we as Americans have, but I think they're entitled to some due process. You can't just grab somebody from another country and bring them overseas and hold them in your jail.
Yeah, I mean, like one guy, they call him the most dangerous person. He was like a driver, like a chauffeur for somebody. You know, I don't see how he's a credible risk to America unless he's a bad driver and they let him go in this country.
Yeah. Don't give him a green card.
I don't think there's any worry about that.
The enemy combatant thing there, you got to do something with your prisoners of war, agreed. Look at Israel. What the hell's going on with that? Lebanon. I mean,
well, it's called weapons testing, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
That's why the U.S. is so eager to give them arms, to try out the new stuff.
Yeah, see how it works. That makes sense. I never looked at it like that. The French said, yeah, we'll put 15,000 in if we can be in charge.
Yeah, it's
they're
too
not going to do anything, though. I mean, these people have to be, you know, stopped from attacking. They made it clear they're not going to stop attacking. They're not going to stop until Israel is wiped off the face of the earth.
Well, there you go. I mean, remember there was a Crusaders' Holy Kingdom of Jerusalem lasted, I think, 150 years before the Muslims said, "You're out of here,"
yeah.
And they were fighting them the whole time. So I think these folks are in it for the long haul. The same thing. They just feel that, you know, here they are living their third world lives, and suddenly, plop, here comes a European nation gets plugged in.
Yeah.
You know, and says, this is ours, by the way. You don't like it? Oh, bang, bang, you're terrorists. You know, it'd be kind of if someone said, all right, the Cherokees get all of North Carolina back, and that's it, because it was their land.
Exactly.
And the UN is going to enforce it. We're going to arm the Cherokees with, you know, with tanks and missiles and everything to make sure that you Americans don't mess with them.
Yeah. It's an interesting situation. But, I mean, like, we took Mexico, I mean, New Mexico, Texas maybe, a few other places away from the Mexicans. We took this whole country away from the Indians.
Mm.
I mean, if they asserted their right to have it back, I mean, my goodness. That would, I mean, with every territory that's been taken over history, at some point you got to say, look, that's over, it's in the past, and this is where we stand today, and this is what's not going to be changed, or it's not reasonable to expect it to change.
That's a challenge, I guess, when there are people with, what do they call it, you know, they have a, you know, they tend to sort of remember things for generations, you know. The old "we'll never forget" sort of thing is, you know, happens to a whole lot of people out in the Middle East, I guess. But are you on a speakerphone by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Maybe one of the co-listeners there up at the warden's office are. If they could just hang that up and just use their regular phone, we wouldn't get all this feedback.
Oh, you're getting a lot of feedback, huh?
Yeah. But
microphones. Yeah, they're anxious to monitor what's going on. It's crazy.
Well, that's good. You know, it's important for them to you know, hear everyone's point of view, and you have an opportunity to get things out. That's,
yeah, but what pisses me off is when I play a nice Willie Nelson song on the harmonica, they just disconnect me. That's just wrong.
Well, we could experiment with that one again if you want.
I didn't bring my harp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the morning times are not a good time because you get a lot of people that work in industries, and on the weekends they sleep in. So to sit here and play that thing while they're sleeping, I've had a few complaints. I try to be respectful. I take it outside and I do a little wailing on it. I'm not all that good, but I like to play like melodies. I can take sheet music and pull out the melody, but when it comes to, you know, really jamming on it, I mean, I'm pretty limited in what I can do there. But that's because I don't practice enough.
Yeah, we have to have some other musicians to riff up against, you know.
Oh, I got a cassette tape. Yeah, that's true too. But I got a cassette tape of some of the Chicago Chess blues.
Mm-hmm.
From 43 to 67.
Oh, okay. The time back there.
Oh, Etta James, Sonny Boy Williamson, Lafayette Lee, Oris City Joe, all that kind of stuff, you know. My roommate had a set, 4 CDs set, and I went through the booklet with it, and I looked at everything that had a harmonica. It said, who was on the harmonica?
Right.
Boom, I recorded that song. So I got all the harmonica out of it, and I was like, wow. Dr. Isaiah Roth. I just heard a beep.
Huh. Well, I guess maybe their tape ran out or something. Who knows? That could be. You know, if you guys ever, you ever put together, you know, the Stone Hotel Band or something, you know, and put some things together, we'll be glad to play it.
Yeah. Well, there's been some of that. You know, we had the, I forget the name of it. VH1 produced it. It was a thing about, you know, music in the big house.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the, you know, the show The Big House on the History Channel.
Well, actually, I'm one of those folks that don't have a TV, but I've heard of the History Channel.
Okay.
I've seen some.
They have a documentary type program. They go to different prisons around the country. They did Maine, and I was in that. They interviewed me for it. So every once in a while, folks, Tito, you was on TV.
That's
good. I'm a movie star.
There you go. Well, there you go. You got your place in the history books of the History Channel, no less. That'll be darned. Yeah, well, we can't promise anything quite as hotsy-totsy as that, but like I said, if it's good, you know, I can always put it in the world and song, and it'll just play for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I won't be up there with Hendrix, but what the heck, I'll be on RFR.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
Now, did you get my announcement earlier that this Maine Books to Prisoners party is going to be taking place on Sunday the 27th down at the Thompson Community Center, and a lot of different people are speaking, both about Native American prisoners and, you know, and just people from here, prisoners, and a lot of other things. I don't have the whole thing with me there, but we will be recording it and playing a lot of the different speeches and talks that people give. Maybe some hellos from
My RFR, some days it comes in pretty good. I mean, there's always static in the background with it. like this morning, I couldn't hear it because at 93.5, it's coming in with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear the music from that over the show.
Well, you know, try our other number, too, 99.3.
And it's from further away, though, isn't it?
It's further away, but it's mono, and it supposedly travels a lot further.
Okay.
I mean, I've heard it up in Union.
Okay, I think it's at 99.3.
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah, so that might come in clear. You never know. Like I said, it's all the problem of overlaps from other stations, and we have to be careful we don't overlap enough to bug those stations, or they complain to the FCC. So,
yeah,
you know, they're allowed to muck with us, though.
Yeah, well, they get so much more power. I think it'd be difficult to overpower them.
It just ain't gonna happen. I mean, we've got, what, 50 watts, they've got 50,000?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I think we're kind of outclassed there.
Yeah. All righty, Mama, I'm gonna let you go.
All righty, thanks a lot for calling in.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated on what goes on with the administration here.
Yeah, I'd really like to find out how they react to the letter to the governor and to his, you know, asking them to do something about it. And
yeah.
Remind other folks, too, it's, you know, you and others, be great. Just keep writing in, too, with your letters.
Yeah.
And
did Mark call in?
No, hasn't called in. Not in a long time, anyway.
I spoke to him earlier in the week. He said he was going to call today.
Well, maybe there's still time, so we'll get off the phone there. And,
alrighty.
And Mark, if you're out there, give us a call, 594-0721.
All right,
take care, Dino.
Good luck. God bless you.
See ya.
Bye.
That was Dino Brown, our correspondent at Maine State Prison.